עלי שיעור חלק בייס דף קוף למד חס, מערכס לימוד מוסר, הקדמה. The author says, מוסר אינוי המצאה חדשה של בעלי המוסר האחרונים. מוסר is not a new invention of the last century, a century and a half. לכל היעשר נוכל עלי מה שהם חידשו את צורס לימוד. At most, one can say that בעלי המוסר, the later ones, innovated in terms of the learning of מוסר, the particular format of learning. המוסר עצמו מושרש בעמקה של תורה. מוסר itself is rooted deep in the Torah, וגם למדו מוסר בכל התקופות. And throughout history, Jews have learned מוסר. מרן, הגאון רבי יצחק בלזר, נשמס עדן, העריך בזה במאמר שערי עיר בספרו ישראל. He elaborates on this concept over there. הבה נברר לעצמנו מהו הגדר של מוסר. Let's first of all define it. ונסבנן בבירי רביסינו הראשונים האחרונים. And look at some explanations of ראשונים and אחרונים about this term. רובם על הפסוק השני במשלי. Most of them in the commentary to the second פסוק in משלי that reads, לא דעס חוכמה ומוסר להבין אמרי בינה. The Ralbag over there says, מוסר הנה יאמר על המוסר שבמידויס ועל המוסר שבדויס. First of all, it differentiates מוסר that pertains to מידויס and מוסר that pertains to one's knowledge. As follows, והמוסר שבמידויס הוא לעזב המידויס המגונויס. It means to forsake, to leave behind non-admirable character traits, ולהסנהג במידויס המשובחויס, and to conduct oneself with good character traits. והמוסר שבדויס, when it comes to מוסר in knowledge, הוא לדרוך בהשגויס כפי סידורם, to attain certain knowledge, according to a certain order, or לפי הדרכים אשר יוביל אליהם, to follow certain paths to this knowledge, ושלא לעיין במה שאין דרך להגיע לסגסוי, not to analyze things which a person doesn't have a path to reach, ולא לקצר מלעיין במה שאפשר לאדם להשיגו. Furthermore, not to take shortcuts in analysis in what a person can understand and attain. Then רבינו יונה. In Shari Teshuva. Kishroin hamase ve'azivas averos ikare chokhma. So forsaking averos, leaving averos behind is called chokhma, kinyan shelema, like the pasuk in the Torah. Ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem. Ve'achar shilmoid ve'da mitzvos. But after the person learns and knows what the mitzvos are, umayim ha'averos, what does Hashem require and what does Hashem require us to desist from? Then, tzarich lilmoid gnus averos. A person has to then learn how despicable averos are. Vayefsed v'avadon ha'nimtza b'hen, the great loss, the great damage that comes about through averos, l'archik nafshom hem, ul'hichech atzmo b'zichon ha'inashim, to rebuke oneself and to remember the consequences, u'yaseh zelosei. V'zoyes ha'yadia, this latter one, the knowledge that comes after a person knows about the mitzvahs and averos, tikare musar, that's called musar, v'lamoychachim yin'am l'odas zoyes, that's in Shari Teshuvah. רבי יצחק בן ארמה, בעל העקידה, he writes, היא התחבולה הנפלאה, it's a wondrous stratagem, בהגיע לאדם אחד או שני לימודים הנעשים לפי שני חלקיו. When one person learns these two subjects as follows, החוכמה לפי שכלוי והמוסר לפי מידויסיו. Wisdom according to his mind, his development, and מוסר according to his מידויס. Says the גאון מווילנה, לידע חוכמה, שלא יפויל ברשס היצא הרע אשר הוא פוירס לרגליו, not to fall into the net of the יצא הרע, which the יצא הרע casts at his feet, ושלא יספטה בפיתויי, not to be seduced by the seduction of the יצא הרע. ומוסר, שאם יצרוי מסגבר אליו, if a person feels his יצר overcoming him, יייסר עצמוי וישבור יסוי, to break the יצא הרע, כמו שכתוב, לאמור לאסורים צאו לאשר בחושך, higalu vayinu esam shekvar biyad yitzram. The pasuk there is talking about people already in the hand of the yetzer. Vem asurim tachas yedei. The pasuk describes them as bound, shackled. Vegovar alehem yitzram moed. Yeitzeu al yedei musar. To leave, to be liberated through musar. Vayesam shem b'choyshech. Those who are in the darkness. Shelo ra'u oir vayinu makir b'fituyeh. They haven't seen the light. They don't recognize the seduction of yetzera. Al yedei ha'tira yigalu lahem. These things will be revealed to them through the study of Torah. They come to understand the seduction. And then the second part of the pasuk, להבין אמרי בינה, כי אף אם ישבור יצרוי ותאווסו. If a person does break his desires, inappropriate ones, יראה לשבור בדרך התורה. It has to be done in an appropriate way. A person has to break one's desire בדרך התורה. Not necessarily every means here is appropriate. ולא יהיה צדיק הרבה יעשה ממה שכתוב בתורה. Not to, this is of course a paraphrase of another pasuk, אל תהי צדיק הרבה, not to go beyond what the Torah requires. וחידה, in his Sefer Chumash Anach, עיקר המוסה הוא הבנוי על פי התורה. ועיקר המוסה is that, again, which is built according to Torah principles. דסגולס התורה להינצל מיצר הרע, it's the property of Torah, we spoke about this before, to release one from the יצר הרע, ואז יועיל המוסה מאוד. And then מוסר is effective. וזה שכסוב ירס השם היא התורה ראשיס דאס ומוסר, דאז עביד ומהני. Then, when the מוסר is built on a foundation of Torah, then it is effective. והאבלים סברים דמוסה על פי השכל, כמוסה פילוסופים סגי. The foolish ones think that מוסה that is not founded on the foundation of Torah, rather it's על פי השכל, like the ethics of the philosophers, all the way from ancient Greece to modern ethics departments in philosophy schools, they think that that is sufficient. והם מבזים לצרף חוכמה שהיא התורה עם המוסה. They, of course, would not think of combining the Torah with מוסר, והם שחלים. This is foolish. כי מוסר בלי תורה אינו כלום. When it comes to something which, again, it's called in modern academic circles, ethics, that without Torah is nothing. The davka Torah matzeles mitzehara. It's specifically the Torah that saves one from mitzehara. Uvtziruf ha-musa. It's just, when you combine musa to the Torah, ha-musa yisyashev v'yikaba b'liboy. Then the musa settles in his heart, lishmo v'lasis. Otherwise, it becomes just another academic discipline. The Mahabim writes, U'musar shoroshay yasar, which connotes affliction. Leyaser, right? U'mishtatef im poal asar. It's a cognate to the verb asar, to shackle, to bind. Rak u'ba'al ma'asa haguf. That verb is used when it comes to physical binding. U'fo'al yasar ba'al ma'asa nefesh. Whereas yasar is a word that connotes more the binding of the soul. ובעל כל דבר שבו יסרים את הנפש. And therefore, מוסר can be used for anything which is used to bind the nefesh, to restrain it, בל תצא חוץ לגדרה, so that the nefesh does not break out of appropriate boundaries. בין על ידי שיביא השם יסר בן אדם, this can happen either through השם bring יסורים, of course the root of that is יסר, השם brings יסורים on the person, להשיב או יסר על דרך הטוב, to return him to within those correct boundaries, ונמצא בזה אצל השם גם כן לשם תוכחה, and that, another word used for it is תוכחה, ואצל בני אדם בפועל יסר במוסר. When you speak about people applying מוסר, then it's שיומר הגדול אל הקטן שיכיחו לשמע בקולה. It's when a person instructs someone else and forces him to obey him in terms of correcting him and guiding him. ובספר הזה, in this ספר, in his commentary to Mishlei, בעל יראס השם, it's talking about יראס השם, שיסרס הנפש. The מוסר there is that which again controls the nefesh. It places it within a proper context, שתלך בדרכי החוכמה, so that it goes in the paths of wisdom. רבי ישראל מסלנד, מוסר היא התורה לטמטום הלב. מוסר is a particular form of Torah which is applied to the blockage of the heart, to insensitivity, to one's, when there's just a lack of ability to recognize one's situation, to change. The author says, די לנו בהגדריס אלו. These definitions are sufficient. הצד השווה שבין, the common denominator to all the definitions, שיש יצר, there is such a thing, יש רע, there are things that are evil, ויש חית, וחייבים לתקן. And one must improve, one must correct these things. אכן, מילים בלתי מודרניות. These are very non-modern, non-hip words. אף מיושנות מיד, you could say very old-fashioned, to speak about evil, to speak about sin. Sin is such an old-fashioned word. But what can we do? We have to use these words. Hayetzera eino mufia tzedadi mikri. Hayetzera is not something coincidental and something on the side, peripheral. It's not peripheral. Ele ikar avoida sin litaken rizgaber. That's the ikar avoida of a human being, to correct one's yetzera and to overcome it and to develop as a human being. Hu asher kosam hagra la pasuk. That's what the Gaon writes on the Pasuk, also in Mishlei, Hachazek b'musar al teref, grasp onto Musar, don't let go, Notzrea ki chayecha, guard it because it is your life. Vezul Hashanah, says the Gaon, Ki ma she'odam chay, the reason that a person is alive, hu kedei lishbor hamidah shelo shavadin, is in order to break negative character patterns which he hasn't done thus far. That's why he's alive. He has to be stronger and stronger. Otherwise, why is he alive? What is he accomplishing? That's the purpose over here. Devarav ele davka inam divrei musar. These words are not divrei musar, elahem das atira. That's, we've explained this before, that's the Torah approach, al tekufas ashis alfin shinin, for the period of history, me'acharei chet Adam HaRishon ad Geula Achona, after Adam's chet to the Geula Achona. That's what characterizes it. Shehi tekufa sher toiv varam ervim b'chol davar bo'ilam. It's a period in which good and evil are mixed in everything. It's just always a mixture of good and bad. Nothing is completely pure. V'chol avoida sinu levarer es ha-toiv b'taharosei. Our avoida is to clarify, to select, to take out the good in its purity, to take out the correct. U'l'taken es ha-ra u'levatlo. And then the leftover, the ra, either to improve it or to negate it. That's really the characteristic of this period of history. Avoida zoi lo yitachen bli musar. This type of avoida is not possible without musar. Vehem hem divrei ha-goin kan. That's what the goin is writing about. That person is alive in order to do this, to break midos, certain behavior patterns which are not correct. Hatalmid chacham akirid dvarim eli yagid bevaday. A scholar who's reading these words will certainly respond. Very good, very interesting. But I'm involved in Torah. Via Tavlina Yetzirah is Chazal themselves. It's a Gemara. It's a Tavlin. I'm going to be extricated from the Yetzirah. And therefore, the question goes back. We're back to square one. Why must I set aside time and effort to be involved in Musar, outside involvement in Torah? And the scholar will argue even further. The Goyen himself laid this foundation. This is what the Goyen writes. This is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara there says on Daf Nun Ches that blood is the beginning of all illness, something in the blood. At the head of all healing is wine. So blood is the beginning of all illness, wine is the beginning of all healing. Where there's no wine, there you need potions, medication. That's a Gemara. It's of course a little bit cryptic. It says, what Chazal means on a different level, on a deeper level, is that desire, inappropriate desire, lust, is the beginning of all of Averois, the Roish Kol Averois. That's what Chazal here mean when they speak about blood. When they say blood is the beginning of all illness, that means spiritual illness. Blood is the is used as the symbol of inappropriate desires. That's why the Gemara speaks about the beginning of all evil, the beginning of all spiritual illness, and not dam. It's blood, meaning ta'ava. V'roish kol asvan, the beginning of all healing, it's alomah refu'is ha-nefesh, what will heal the nefesh? Anachama, wine. Meaning here, Torah shel Yimshel al-Yayin. So it's going on a deeper level, it's a reference to the Torah, which is compared to Yayin. In many psukim, Torah is compared to Yayin. Ba'asar deleis chama, where there isn't wine, i.e. where there isn't Torah, taman misbuse memanim. Then you need medication. This is the part that's most relevant to us. Mishe'enu ba'al tira, a person who's not a ba'al tira, there's no tira there. Hu tzarich lefo'es ha-midos. So he needs the healing of midos. Rak la'asik b'tira v'yiras Hashem kol ha-yom. So the Talmid Chacham will argue. You see, the Gaon himself says that only if you're not involved in tira do you need musa. Harei mefurash ki ba'al tira einu tzarich lefo'es ha-midos. Ultamit Chacham yutar limud musa legabe. For Ultamit Chacham, learning of Musa is entirely superfluous. Ulam, says the author, divrei hagroim aliyah v'koitz ba. This is a Talmudic phrase. Aliyah is the fat tail of a sheep. So it's this expression, aliyah v'koitz ba, it's like a tail but with a thorn in it. In other words, it's something that's rich and wonderful and delicious, but there's a thorn in it. There's a problem over here. Because if you look at what we quoted above, he says above, if a person is involved in Torah and yiras Hashem kol hayom, it's sufficient. Atta emona li ishi Talmi Chacham. Says the author. Okay, so now tell me, you the Talmi Chacham who objects to learning Musar, Hayim ata oisek b'Torah v'yiras Hashem? Is that what you're involved in the whole day? Hayim barur lecha legamei ma yiras Hashem? Do you have total clarity about what yiras Hashem really is? V'laasek kol hayom, are you involved in it the whole day? V'zos lefikne amida shel ha'goy, according to the Goyen's yardstick, what he would consider kol hayim. Emorna li ishi Talmi Chacham. Tell me, kama shoyz b'yom eincha oisek b'Torah v'yiras Hashem? How many hours in a day are you not involved in Torah v'yiras Hashem? So the Goyen's words, if you quote them partially, then it might constitute a support for the position, one doesn't need to learn Torah. But if you go all the way to the end and you see that he's saying, yes, a person who's involved in Torah v'yiras Hashem the whole day doesn't need Musar, fine. But does that really apply to the typical scholar of our days? The author obviously holds it doesn't. Oid matzinu b'inyan ze mechta miliyahu chelek gimel amud 291. Rabbi Chaim Vital Kosa b'sharei kedusha, he writes, Shetira b'li midois tavois. When a person is Torah without midois tavois, he b'vchinas nezem zahav be'af chazir. That's a pasuk again. Torah without midois tavois is like a golden ring in the snout of a pig. You have something precious, but it's just in the mud. It's dragging in the mud all the time, and it's really inappropriate. V'tzarich iyun mima shekasav agarah zatzal shelimud Torah refuah lemidois. The Goyen writes that learning Torah, as we said above, is refuah lemidois. V'tiretz Rav Simcha Zisel nikel zatzal deloy pligi. Rav Simcha Zisel said there's no distinction, no machlokes over here. Ki aloimed Torah mitoch ahavas Torah. When a person learns Torah out of love of Torah, that love overcomes and drives out the love that we have within ourselves for midos rois, for those pleasures and desires that are inappropriate. When a person learning Torah, not necessarily at the very highest levels of motivation, it's not so. Shuv, gam mibchina zo, and again, given this perspective, mi yuchal lomar latzmo shelomed Torah lishma? Who of us can say that he's learning Torah on such a level of lishma that it just drives out all of his negative desires and doesn't lead to learning Torah? Final point here. Kehayoyim nihisa psychologia nachalas hakoyel. These days, psychology has become the realm of everyone. It's not limited to a small group of professionals anymore. It's nachalas hakoyel, accessible and owned by everybody. מושגי יסוד של פסיכולוגיה חדו גם לסוח הלך המחשבה שלנו. Certain basic concepts of psychology have penetrated into common life, into the thought processes of anyone, even without any training in psychology whatsoever. For example, כמו תתקרה, the subconscious. It's a concept that anyone and everyone is familiar with. We use it in a speech. We refer to it all the time. Even though, perhaps in the past, it was, you know, these concepts were not known, they were just known to professionals. Regesh nechitut, a sense of inferiority. I mean, anyone involved in chinuch or in advice to parents or whatever, I mean, these terms come up all the time. Subconscious inferiority complex, bitachon atzmi, self-confidence. These things are just everywhere. Afilu ma sheyadu al darkei hatipul shela batzibur mashpi alenu benasasa lakir et atzmenu. What people know, the little that they know about psychological treatment, which filters out to the wider community, also influences us when we try to know ourselves. Lehakara atzmis, when it comes to self-knowledge, ad kama she'anu mo'inanim ba, to the extent that we are interested in it, anu mishtamshim b'monachim shela. We tend to absorb these concepts. We're familiar with them. Mebli le'avchin imem to'amim mezroh ha'Torah ilo. And we don't pay too much attention, we don't discern whether these concepts and ideas really are congruent with Torah ideals or not. V'inei Musar yichokma amuka. Musar is a deep wisdom. He derech haTorah lehakara atzmi suchenuch atzmi. This is now the author's own definition. Musar is the Torah's own path to self-knowledge and self-development. It's built on the knowledge of the psyche, as the Torah teaches it. In short, Musar hua psychologia shel haTorah. It's worth remembering this. Musar is Torah psychology. Chochmas ha-Musar mekubeles etzlenu, Rabbi Nagon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. the Chochmas Musar that we have from Rabbi Yisrael Shuki Ben Yosef, the same Rabbi Zundel Nisalant, he learned its foundations from Rabbi Zundel, Tamina Gaon Rav Chaim Mivolozhin Nishmas Eden. This body of knowledge and learning, he Chochma Amuka Mushachal, it's a deep, sophisticated wisdom, Benuya Al Tanach Ve'Agadata. It's built on Tanakh and Agadata and Sifre Musar of Rishonim Acharonim. Ein lanu lisbayesh klal uchlal b'sigul yizeh. We don't need to feel inferior. We don't need to feel embarrassed with the psychology. Gam b'idan ha-psychologia modernit. Even in a time where psychology is such a dominant part of public discussion, public discourse, as we said above, and all these terms have penetrated and are used frequently in our circles, we don't need to feel embarrassed about Torah psychology. In brackets, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant gilay satat hakara k'shishim shana lifnei shemiyased ha-psychoanalyze amad aleha. Rabbi Yisrael wrote about the subconscious about 60 years or so before Freud ever coined or used the term. I don't know if, of course, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant didn't use this term, subconscious or satat hakara. He spoke about it, he just described it, used his own terminology. But we have no reason to feel embarrassed about using Musar. V'inei, al af ha-sferim ha-rabim sh'ru oirim g'dolei ha-musar mi-beis mi-dash ha-shel-gis. Even though there are many, many sforim from g'dolei Musar, still, nish'ara chuchmas ha-musar ad ha-yom b'gedet Torah she-bal-peh. The chuchma Musar has remained pretty much Torah she-bal-peh, ve'af b'gedet Sisrei Torah. One could go even further and say it's remained part of the hidden sections of Torah. Limud kisvei arizal nafotz hayom b'Rabbi Yisrael. The author says it's sad and amusing at the same time that learning the writings of the Arizal is far more common today than learning Musar, the Chochmah of Musar. Because people are attracted to this type of thing, mysticism and whatever it is. Yeshnan oid baruch Hashem yeshivos shebein kayam seder limud Musar. There are many yeshivos where there's a seder for limud Musar. Aval ha-chochmah ha-amukah shel ha-musar, the deep wisdom of Musar, kim'at ne'elmai, has almost disappeared. V'chisu paneh b'sidufim v'tayoyos. It's been distorted. Many distortions and mistakes. Mishpatim k'dumim v'ibutim. It's subject to many prejudices, distortions. B'perakim abayim, what we're going to do in the coming chapters, nishtadel leharim hamichsholim hashonim medech ha-musar. What we're going to do is to remove certain obstacles. These obstacles are what we said a moment ago, mistakes, prejudices, misunderstanding, misconceptions about Musar. We're going to remove them. Ha'ilech b'derech slula b'limud ha-Musar. A person is going to follow a paved path in limud ha-Musar. Yivachach be'atzmoy. We'll see for himself. Eize or tomun boy. What a tremendous, powerful light is hidden in it. Adkan.